بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد My beloved brothers, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah keep us with Iman. May Allah take us away from this world in the state of perfect Iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah ta'ala resurrect us with perfect Iman. Also praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's made us in the Mubarak Ummah of His most beloved Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved brothers, Allah Pak has sent us in this world for a very short time. Actually, we've not come to live, we've come to die. Less fortunately, all the efforts we are making is the effort to live. And the effort that we are forgetting is the effort to die. Sahaba Ikram Ridwan Lajmain had the hereafter in front of them. Dunya meant nothing to them, my friends. They knew they have to meet Allah. This was their main concern and worry, my friends. This was their concern, this was their worry, this was their work. Allah, to make every man recognize, realize that we're in this world for a short time. And even in this world, it's uncertain. Like the day turns to night and the night turns to day. And rich to poor and poor to rich. And cold to hot and hot to cold. Allahu Akbar, what in this world has God guarantee? How many last year were giving zakat, today are taking zakat? Am I beloved brothers? How many were not in hospitals are now in hospitals? How many could walk, today cannot walk? Which man is secured on this earth? Who can say I'm okay? Am I beloved brothers? We are all in need of one Allah. That provider besides whom nobody provides. That protector besides whom nobody protects. Giver besides whom nobody gives. Maker besides whom nobody makes. Taker besides whom nobody takes. Allahu Akbar, in Urdu it says so nicely, Kainat ka zarra zarra, Allah paak ka hukam ka mahtaj hai. In the entire seven heavens and seven earths, beyond it, below it, every iota is dependent on the command of Allah. In benefit and harm, in every aspect, my beloved brothers, how that faith can enter our heart, and the heart of every man, and every woman, and every child, every black and every white, every rich and every poor. Allah has sent us for that. Allah created us for this. We are not sent for anything else. After Rasul alayhi salam, there's no more Nabi to come. Anything else is waste. My beloved brothers, there's no Allahu Akbar. Can a Muslim take pride on anything else? Can a Muslim feel jealous for anything else? Can a Muslim hope for anything else? My beloved brothers, only worry, Allahu Akbar, that each man recognizes Allah. The inside emotion, Allah. The outside, Allah. The on top, Allah. The below, Allah. Second by second, Allah. Cent by cent, Allah. Life by life, Allah. Death by death, Allah. What is there that is not in the hands of Allah? How does whole world can be introduced? Allahu Akbar, to this Allah. Where we see it, how elders say, Jaha se hote hue nazar a raha hai, waha se nahi ho raha hai. Where it looks like it's coming from, it's not. Shaitan has deceived us. Outwardly it looks, Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers, from the earth things grow, people sell it, then they live, they eat from it, they live. There's only a deception to the eye. By the custom of Allah, until there's one person saying, La ilaha illallah, the day of Qiyamah will not come. And when there's nobody to take the name of Allah, all these mountains, forget the skyscrapers, mountains will be like snowflakes. The entire world will be finished. It is by the barakah of the name of Allah that this world exists. Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers. The risk of ours is not from shops and jobs. Imagine it is said, my beloved brothers, that little youngster who goes to learn the name of Allah, because of him, the creation of Allah make dua of maghfirat for him. Why? It is because of him that Allah provides for them. Outwardly it looks like the business. No, my brothers, all are dead. Dead. Dull, hopeless, helpless, useless, harmless, effectless. We have to get this in our heart.
Every shopkeeper has got to go to his shop and say, by the qasam of Allah, you don't provide. Every child has to tell his father from his heart, you don't provide. My Allah provides. My Allah sustains. My Allah protects. My Allah gives. My Allah takes. My beloved, Allahu Akbar. Imagine the kuffar in Makkah could not take this. When Nabi alayhi salam said, say la ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha illallah. Imagine Bilal radiallahu anhu, my beloved brothers. Allahu Akbar. When he said, Allah, how they hit him? How they tortured him? Can you imagine the torturers getting tired on the way they tortured him? Huh? But only one word. They could bend his hand. They could break his head. They could break his legs. They could pierce his eye. But there's one part of his body they could never get to. Where's that? That place with La ilaha illallah was. And all he said is Ahad, 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 Ahad. They say the woman of Makkah Mukarrama used to tell the torturers, stop torturing Bilal. Every child on his tongue is only one word. Ahad, 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 Ahad. How my beloved brothers? Huh? Allahu Akbar. That outward qurbani it looked like, my beloved brothers. A stone put on his chest, dragged on the burning sands. They say one day Abu Jahl, Utba, Utayba, after torturing him, they kicked him between his ribs and said to him, O Bilal, if your Allah is through, why isn't he helping you? Bilal radiallahu anhu said to him, you got it wrong. My Allah wants to see if Bilal is through. Huh? Allah, the sweetness in that sacrifice, what can give it? What we frightened for today. The sweetness and the experience of sweetness in Qurbani, there's nothing on this earth like it. Huh? Huh? And what Allah gives him? Not money. Allah makes him the first muazzin to the masjid of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And imagine that day when the Arab said, there's a lisp on his tongue, his pronunciation is not correct. Stop him from giving azan. Then Allah to honor Bilal radiallahu anhu didn't make the sun to rise because Bilal's voice was not heard. My beloved brothers, Allah gave us this kalima. Allah has sent us with this work. We have only two responsibilities. One is to become the slave of Allah. And the rest, to make every human being the slave of Allah. The pain of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was only this. Huh? My beloved, Allahu Akbar. Today we are so absorbed, overtaken by dunya, that actually our dua is also dunya. Our cry is also dunya. We die with the worry of our children's dunya. Huh? Allahu Akbar. My beloved brothers, every town, every city, every province, how does kalima can come in? Beloved friends, in the time, imagine Musa bin Umair radiallahu anhu, such a well-dressed youth whose clothes was imported in that time, whose itar used to last for such a long time that any gully that he passed, the people would say, that who? Musa bin Umair radiallahu anhu has passed by here. Yet, my beloved brothers, when kalima came into his life, Allahu Akbar, there were so many patches on his clothes. In fact, one out of leather, that when beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Musa bin Umair radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi wa sallam also started crying. That where's that youth? What made him? What made this? Huh? And Allah gave him such on that qurbani. Hi, the one who gets the sweetness of the name of Allah. What clothes matter to him? What money matters to him? What house matters to him? What family matters to him? Once that kalima is in, between him and Allah, by the qasam of Allah, if the whole world goes away from him, there's nothing, my beloved brothers. Huh? Today this kalima is out. That's why the value, importance of everything else is there. The hope and the dependence, the reliance of everything else is there. And my beloved, Allah, but everything is nothing. For Allah, nothing could be everything. Allah is not in need of anything. That yaqeen is to come into our heart. That la ilaha illallah is to settle in our heart. We have to take the sword of la and hit it. Wherever we see, wherever we hear, whatever we think. Huh? The ulama ikram say what? Salat is first 5 times a day. Hajj, zakat for the one who's capable. Ramadan for the one who's physically capable. But when it comes to iman, Allahu Akbar, every second of every minute,
every minute of every hour. Iman will never stand at one place. It either goes up or it comes down. And what's the sign of Iman? Allahu Akbar, the disinclination to this world. What's the sign of Iman? The desire of Jannat and the hate for Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. How death can come in? Imagine that Sahabi, my beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar. Nabi alayhi salam enters the masjid. He sees Harisa radiallahu anhu lying down. He asks him, how you spend your morning, O Harisa? Harisa radiallahu anhu said, I spend it in the state of perfect Iman. Nabi alayhi salam said, for every statement there's a proof. What is your proof? Allahu Akbar. He said, I've turned my heart away from this dunya. I turned my heart away from this dunya. Maulana Sayyidina Khan Sarahmatullahi Allah fell his cover with Noor used to say it beautifully. He says, Jo dunya ku tham le deen ku chur. Jo deen ku tham le dunya ku chur. Wo na mumkin hai ki tarazu ka do palte saath saath upar ja raha hai. Ya saath saath niche a raha hai. The one who wants dunya will have to give up deen. The one who wants deen will have to give up dunya. It's impossible that two pens on the scale can go up together or come down together. Allah, my beloved brothers, who does it? Allah forgive us, Allah forgive us. That person whose yakin in akhirat doesn't come, whose yakin in amal doesn't come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enslave him to the dunya. Allah will make him feel that even the deen is not possible without the dunya. We have to take this out of our heart. We have to tell everyone everywhere. Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, give this dawah everywhere, to everyone, at every time, under all conditions. Tell them everything is nothing. Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah used to say how many times? Ghair se kuch nahi hoga. Ghair se kuch nahi. The creation can't do. The creation can't do. Never did. Will never do. Can never do. Say this la. Where we see it happening from? By the qasam of Allah, nobody can kill except if Allah wills. Nobody can give except if Allah wills. Nothing happens except by the command of Allah. This heart has to be convinced. The greater every day, every heart is challenged. High 250,000 times a day. Where we see it happening from? What brings us happiness? What brings us joy? Am I beloved brothers? Allahu Akbar, a man getting richer is joy. Upar shirwani, andar bahut pareshani. Joy is in Allah's hand. Success is in Allah's hand. Happiness is in Allah's hand. Imagine that sahabi in the throes of death. Allahu Akbar, they've already decided that he is going to be killed, made shaheed. At that time he's removing his the hair from his underarm and so forth. A child comes in front. Allah, the enemy are frightened that he'll kill the child. He say, you think I'll stoop so low to kill an innocent child? At that time he's eating grapes out of season. Huh? And when he's speared to death, what he says? I have one request. Ya Allah, give my last salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was it? A sahabi is made shaheed. At that time what he says? By the Lord of the Kaaba, I'm triumphant. I'm successful. The killer asks, what success is he talking about? He said, his soul has already sped to Jannat. Am I beloved brothers? This dunya is not ours. This dunya is a prisoner for mu'min. Wallahi, there's no dunya and deen. There's only deen. We have to explain our hearts and the hearts of the whole of mankind. Tell everyone. There should be. This dunya leaves us tasteless. How my beloved brothers? Tasteless. Huh? Allahu Akbar, my beloved. How can a Muslim find pleasure? Today, the loss of dunya we cry for. The loss of deen doesn't bother us. What our ruzi comes from jobs and shops. By the qasam of Allah, if Allah takes all the shops and the jobs, and all Muslims are 5 times a day namazi, Allah will give us such park, beautiful rosy that we can never understand. From places we never understood, from places we haven't seen, unimaginable resources. Allah has kept it there in this amal. Wallah, what a man earns has got absolutely nothing to do with his risk.
absolutely nothing to do with his reason. No, sickness and death are together. Those are two different conditions altogether. That yakin in Allah's zat, my beloved. Allah's promise is nobody will die. Nobody will die. Nobody will die until what is meant for him doesn't get to him. No parent's inheritance will help any child. If only Allah meant it, it will come. If Allah didn't mean it, it will not come. We have to take our heart away from everything, everyone. Today our hearts are stuck. And my beloved brothers, the worry is not it's stuck. At the time of death, it will have to come out of that heart. Whatever goes in will have to come out. One Arab sheikh said very beautifully, outside a man makes a big building. On the day of Qiyamah, he'll have to take that big building out of his heart. The yakin of that. Fariduddin Attar rahmatullahi was an itar seller. A man came to him, stood in front of him, looked at him. He said, in Joburg, if you look at somebody like that, they ask you, what are you looking at? He said, I'm just worried how your ruh is going to come out. He said, what do you mean? He said, Malak al-Maut will have to take it out of every itar bottle. He said, what about you? He took his shawl, put it on the ground, slept facing Qibla, recited shahad, became the beloved of Allah. Fariduddin Attar rahmatullahi abandons his entire dunya to go and find Allah, to bring him in the heart. There can't be two loves together in whose heart is the love of Allah. By the qasam of Allah, there will never be the love of this dunya. And in whose heart there is the love of this dunya, there's no place for Allah. It's impossible. Like fire and water can never mix. In this heart, there can't be two loves. We have to use everything to take everything out. Every hope, every reliance, every dependence, out, my beloved. Like how he said, Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullahi came to the well. He looked down, the water was low. Immediately the response was, ran for the bucket and rope. In the meantime came a deer. The deer looked down. Then the deer looked up. Allah made the water to come up. Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullahi came running. By that time the deer had drunk to his full. Sheikh Saadi looked down. The water started dropping rapidly. In his heart he said, Ya Allah, you treat me like this and you treat the deer like that. Allah put the answer in the heart. You looked at the bucket and rope. He looked at me. Where's our heart? Where's everyone's heart? Every Nabi came to take everyone's heart out of where it looks like, where it seems. Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala, my beloved brothers, when a person makes this dunya his objective, Allah disgraces him. Exactly like a dog running behind a bone and a cat running behind mice, men become so useless. Exactly running, killing, hurting, lying, stealing, breaking. For what, my beloved brothers? Exactly for that bone. My beloved brothers, Allah has sent us, selected us, chosen us, taken us out. Not as accountants, lawyers, doctors. This is nothing. As the ummah is of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah has praised us in the Quran. You are the best. Can there be anything better than the best? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلُ Whose word can be better than the best? Allah is ahsan, the best. Nabi is ahsan, the best. Quran is ahsan, the best. Deen is ahsan, the best. Allah asks, whose word can be better than the best? The one who invites towards Allah. Allah will bring somebody close to Allah. Dawud alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, how can I become your beloved? Allah said, you make others my beloved. You will be my beloved. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, person to person, person to person, person to person. I at the time in the pre-Islamic era, just before the period of Makkah, Madinah, Munawwara, Nabi alayhi salam on the plains of Hajj, person to person, person to person, person to person. Hi, my beloved brothers. Mawlana Yunus Poonawalla rahmatullah used to say, if you could take time, it was like from tahajjud to the end of the night. Oh my people, say kalima. Oh my people, say kalima. Oh my people, say kalima. And Allahu Akbar. Imagine Nabi alayhi salam one day on his camel or the horse, and the enemy hit the horse. The horse falls or the camel falls. Nabi alayhi salam also falls. His entire bruised and battered. Zainab radiallahu anha takes a piece of cloth and puts it on all that.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Mubarak, but whenever he came or went, he first went to the house of Fatima, or came back, came to the house of Fatima radiallahu anha. And Fatima radiallahu anha sees under his eyes all the signs of tiredness are there. She starts to weep. What she says, "Oh my father, why is it that you must undergo this? When Allah has promised Jannat is haram on anyone until you enter." And what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Don't worry, my beloved daughter." See, we also console our children. What a holiday, what umrah, what an extension to the house, what all these dunya things. Nabi alayhi salam also consoled his daughter and said, "Beti fikr mat kar. Oh my daughter, don't worry. One day will come when every bake and unbake home, the noor of iman will be." Man dying without iman, what happens? By the custom of Allah, all the oppression, all the tyranny, all the hardship, all the pain, all the sickness of all human beings, if it's put on one person, can it match one person going to Jahannam? Mufti Zainal Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Nabi alayhi salam went to Abu Jahl 800 times. Once Abu Jahl beat Hamza radiallahu anhu. Hamza radiallahu anhu went to revenge, came back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "I took revenge." By the custom of Allah, there was not even a slight indication of happiness on the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "My uncle, I'll be more happier if you recite this kalima. I'll be more happier if you recite this kalima." Only one pain, one worry. Imagine, my beloved brothers, 13 years, not a day passed, he wasn't insulted, he wasn't beaten, he wasn't sworn at, the cantrails of camel put onto his back. After 13 years, when he left Makkah Mukarramah, I imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Makkah and said, "Oh Makkah, I love you, but my people will not allow me to stay here." And when he came back at Hajjah, at the conquest of Makkah, Allahu Akbar, it was celebration. 10,000 sahaba. But every one of them what? La ilaha illallah wahda. Anjaza wa'da wa nasara abda wa hazma al-ahzaba wahda. Sahaba on Baytullah making istighfar, crying to Allah, everyone. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's in so and so's house is forgiven, who's in so and so's house forgiven, who will enter the haram is forgiven. Hi, Hinda, who probably in the entire world no woman has ever caused or did such an atrocity like what she did. Imagine, she chewed the liver and the heart of Hamza radiallahu anhu. And on that day, Allah, a day before, her husband Abu Sufyan, she held him by his hair and said, "Oh, you sassy, you also accepted Islam?" And that night, half the night had passed, she runs into the haram, holds on the chuppa of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she says, "Till yesterday I hated you the most, today I love you the most." She recites kalima. Where's this concern in our heart, my brother? Where's this worry? Only one pain. Who don't make akhirat his worry, Allah will fill his heart with the worry of dunya. The desire to ask for hidayat will not be there in our heart. The desire to ask for jahannam will go. Until we don't get pained, we don't get that. How our elders say, "Is kaam ka imtiazi shaan hai ki hamari asbab par chot lagna chahe." It is the speciality of this work that our means have to be impacted. Huh? Allahu Akbar, Allah has bought our life, wealth, health and time. For what? In exchange for Jannat, my beloved brothers. Who can match Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? How Amalna Ihsan Sahib say, Allahu Akbar, if you ask anybody the fatwa also, "I left a father who's blind, daughters of marriageable age, without a single penny in the house." Who can say, "Yeah, it's correct"?
Yet what ulama say, if you put that amal on one side of the scale, and you put every sahabi, after that, every wali, every buzruk, every amal of deen, every good that can be done on one side of the scale, can it match the reward of Abu Bakr? Somebody said, Umar radiallahu anhu, you were better than Abu Bakr. He said, what me? He said, by the qasam of Allah, Abu Bakr's one day and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's one night is better than the lifetime of the actions of Umar radiallahu anhu. What was it? Qurbani, 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 qurbani. Imagine Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's son tells him, in the better, I can't remember, Badr or what? He said, wallahi, there was a time your head was under my sword. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu tells him, by the qasam of Allah, my son, if your head was under my sword, I would have taken your head. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu chopped his father's head for this kalima. There's not by the way, there's not also, this is the only way. Wallahi, this work, my beloved brothers, hundreds of thousands are not required. Allahu Akbar, in rhyming, what do you say? Chennai se chahte hai, jisne is kaam ko apna kaam banaya. We only need a few who make this their work. Khuda ki qasam, agar is ummat apa toba kare, if we make toba, Allah baghair mushakkat maal dega. Without difficulty, Allah will give us wealth. Baghair maal chizo dega. Without wealth, Allah will give us things. Baghair chizo, Allah hamara kaam karega. Without things, Allah will fulfill our needs. Hamara har namaz ka badla na 50,000 Madina ji se hoga, na lakh Makkah Mukarrama ji se hoga. For every namaz, you won't get 50,000 or 100,000 like Makkah Mukarrama. Wallahi, on every salat, we'll get 490 million. Where sahaba made the qabr? They didn't know the value of Makkah, Medina. 124,000 sahaba, Ikram Ridwan Najmain, their qabrs bear witness. Wallahi lazim, 90% of the qabrs were Makkah. Medina spread in the entire world, my beloved brothers, spread in the entire world. Such a temperament, such a frame of mind, every child of sahaba had. They say, Allahu Akbar, in one battle, a sahabi comes home to tell his wife that I'm going in the path of Allah. She starts to cry. He asks her, why are you crying? He said, you had time to come and tell me. When others didn't inform and went in the path of Allah. In Umar radiallahu anhu's time, a child is crying. Umar radiallahu anhu asked the child, why are you crying? He said, my father passed away. He said, my son makes sabr. He said, I'm not crying because my father passed away. I'm crying because my father passed away at home. What would the other children say whose fathers passed away in the path of Allah? The people of Yemen come to Umar radiallahu anhu. Tell Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu ask them, do your men strive in the path of Allah? Hi, my beloved brothers. They start to laugh. Umar radiallahu anhu ask them, why are you laughing? He said, by the custom of Allah, by us, women, sheep, donkeys, they die at home. Men, camels, horses, only die in the path of Allah. Only one desire every sahabi had was to die in the path of Allah. I remember Maulana Gora Saliji, Rahmatullah Ali Allah Ta'ala Falis Kabur Wadnur. I always used to say, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu's greatest disappointment was that he died at home. He passed away at home. And obviously he was the son of Allah. How could he pass away in the path of Allah? Yet, my beloved brothers, when Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu passed away, they said that day even his horse followed the funeral procession. And when the horse came to his qabr, even the horse started crying. As if that horse was saying, where's that rider who rode on my back? And what Allahu Akbar, Umar radiallahu anhu used to say about Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. Wallah, in Khalid's heart, there was only one thing, to destroy the falsehood on this earth. There was not a place on his body on which he didn't have a wound. My beloved friends, my beloved sons, let's make this Ramzan the decision. Today in our own country, in our own families, show me how many family can say that in my extended family there isn't somebody who's left Islam. One person falling out of Islam is heavier on Islam than hundreds of thousands of people becoming shaheed. Those who are shaheed already in Jannat. Mullah Suleiman Janji Rahmatullah, he said, I witnessed so many riots. Who became shaheed? Jannat. And whose dunya? I saw who had a trolley. Allah Pak gave him a cart. Who had a cart? Allah Ta'ala gave him a shop. Wallah, this dunya Muslim will never lose. But my beloved brothers, men dying without iman. In our families, which family can say, all my children are 100% namazis? If there's somebody not working in our shop, in our home, we know the consequence. But if there's somebody who doesn't make salah, what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the thing to draw your sustenance is what? Salah, 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 salah. This Mubarak Majma can never settle. Allahu Akbar, my beloved, Khuda ki qasam, today we are taking pride on haram. The importance of Islam has come out of our hearts. The kafir and Muslims, yakin, as regards the dunya, has become one. Work to earn, earn to eat and live. Mehnat se maal, maal se chizo, chizo se zindagi banega. Since when wealth can make your life? Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, Darasal ye amalo ka tablini ne tabdili nahi hai, ye to yakino ka tabdili hai. What is this work? It's not the change of amal, as it is the change of faith in the heart. Wallah, who gets that yakin, the two rakat salat, is more powerful than this entire world and whatever it contains. Two rakat salat can give me more than the world and whatever it contains. My beloved friends, imagine what would be a situation. Sahaba at yakin, they say in one battle, my beloved brothers, in the conquest of Syria, imagine my beloved brothers, Muslims are so few, kuffar are plenty. Aminul Ummah, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu says, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, should we fight? Hay Allahu Akbar, what iman Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu must have had. He said, Amir, if nobody goes, I'll go alone. Because I've heard Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, the one who reads Kalima is alive, and the one who doesn't is dead. What's one against 60,000 dead? Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu tell him, take 60. They go with 60. He say, in one day Allah gave them victory. They say the head of the disbelievers were falling. Like how, my beloved brothers? Like at the time of Qurbani, the heads of sheep were falling. They say at the end of the day, 40 came victorious. 13 were captured. 7 were made shaheed. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu said, I'll never rest until I get the 13 also. He went to the court of the Romans. And to frighten him, what they said, catch him. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu turned around and said, Inshallah, my brothers, smiled and said, I will meet you on the day of Qiyamah. They say his answer put such an awe in their heart that they released the 13 also, my brother. Allah, if this kalima comes in our heart, Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers, Shurabil ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu, a thin sahabi. Huh? Allahu Akbar, in one of the conquests of Egypt, he's lying down, the whole Jamaat is sleeping. The archbishop sends a gold ruby studded donkey into the ranks of the Muslim. That donkey comes to Shurabil ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu. He wakes up from a deep sleep. Look at his reaction. He starts to laugh. He says, the kafir are testing us with this. The kafir are testing us with this. Kicks the donkey back. What did archbishop say? These are not people who will get tempted by this ugly dunya. In the next conquest, 1.5 months they couldn't conquer. The same sahabi, he says, how nice in Urdu. Shurabil ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu, thora josh mein aagya. He came into a fervor. He says, oh people of Kipti, aapne kalma ki taqat ko nahi dekha. You haven't seen the strength of kalima. Saying this, he said, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Pointed to the fort of the people of Egypt, to that part. By the qasam of Allah, the entire wall of that fort was in smotherings. What was it? That strength of kalima. My beloved brothers, don't you tell by the qasam of Allah, beloved brothers, if salat is first, then the iman for salat is not first. If salat is first, to learn salat is first. Beloved friends, to learn iman. Imagine Allah Ta'ala tells Sahaba, not us, those who came unto thee later, the Quran says, Allah Pak tells them, O my beloved Nabi alayhi salam, tell them, they've only entered into Islam, they've not yet entered into Iman. How can this ummah rest? Wallah, when a namaz is yakin, a tabliq is yakin like myself, is more on this dunya than on amal. This Ramadan, let's make the decision what Allah, my beloved brothers. Mere zindagi ka maqsad, mera deen ka sar bulandi, me isi liye Muslim, me isi liye namazi. There's no mix yakin dunya and deen. Don't get fascinated by this of dunya. Where's that sahabi, my beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar? They're eating on the dastarkhan of those, whether Romans or whatever. And a morsel of food falls from his mouth. And the sahaba picks it up and cleans it and puts it in his mouth. The other sahabi holds his hand and says, you know in front of who you are. What he answers, for these stupid people, I must give up the sunnah of my Nabi. How can we get that attitude? Look at this world as nothing. Feel for this world like nothing. Brothers, the more nothingness of this world in our heart, then only the greatness of Allah will enter our heart. Our kalima starts off negatively. It's first la, then illallah can come in. Otherwise it will be illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The condition to illallah is first la. Wallah, my beloved brothers, from this Mubarak Majma, on this last Saturday of this Ramzan, which none of us know whether we'll be sick next year, whether we'll be dead next year, whether we'll be what next year, whether our children will be what. Who from this Mubarak Majma is here to ask Allah, Ya Allah, to accept my life for it, Ya Allah? Who's there from this Mubarak Majma? The first step is 4 months every year. Who from here, not at his pocket, looking at the treasury of Allah, who's there from this Mubarak Majma to make a decision with Allah? Ya Allah, I want, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I want. In Pakistan, these beautiful youngsters who came back, they must have seen. Imagine, for the first time in history 2 years ago, deaf, dumb and blind, 3 disabilities on one man, came back from 7 months. Brothers, we don't want to give up this comfort of dunya. Remember, it is the expense of the comfort of akhirat. It's like a scale, my beloved brothers. There can't be 2 jannats. Umar radiallahu anhu comes to his son's house. His son has got meat with gravy. He tells his son, tell me the truth. What's here? Is it only 1 thing or 2 things? He says, my father, I bought fat, which was of a cheaper quality, and I made a salad, made a gravy with it. He says, my son, by the qasam of Allah, I'll never eat it. I never saw Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam eat 2 things at one time. His son Salim, his grandson Salim, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is there. Salim buys. He asks his son, why you bought this? He says, I desired it. He says, my son, leave some of your desires to be fulfilled in akhirat. Who from this Mubarak Majma? Wallah, today standing up looking at Allah, make this niyat, not at our pocket, not our condition. Add the karam of Allah, the fazal of Allah, the mercy of Allah, that let this Ramadan be the means of my acceptance, my children's acceptance, and the whole of mankind. Allahu Akbar, our Mufti Jamil Sahib at Raiwin used to always say, he said, the difference of a shaheed in jihad is he gives his life once. What's the shaheed in tabligh? Is that until everybody's life is not given, his life is not accepted. Who from here is here? Wallah, not to make a niyat, but a decision in his heart. Ya Allah, you accept me for this. Who's there, my beloved brothers? From this Mubarak Majma. Wallah, Allah Ta'ala accept my beloved. Allah, we don't know whose son, whose cry, whose pain, whose run. Wallah, my beloved brothers, on the day of Qiyamah, we don't know. Allah Akbar, which mother will give us? Which father will give us? Which house will give us? Which country will give us? Which people will give us? Don't look left, don't look right. This Mubarak Majma today, make a decision with Allah. These beautiful youngsters who came back from 4 months, don't speak to anybody. Speak to Allah. Beg Allah. Cry. Trials will come. Temptations will come. Difficulties will come. Turn our heart to Allah. Beg Allah. Cry to Allah. Ya Allah, you accept me. Set my beloved brothers. Allahu Akbar. And the first step for this, my beloved brothers, the first step for this is, The first step for this is, my beloved brothers, the first step for this is Allahu Akbar. Mufti Zain Labidin Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, who gives 8 hours a day, Allah will make 4 months a year possible. Who make niyat, inshallah, will give 8 hours a day. Come, brothers. We'll give 8 hours a day, every day, my beloved brothers. When we went in 1982 to Raiwin, Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told us in Ajib thing, he said, why you give your leftover time to Allah? Why don't you start your day with giving dawat and give your leftover time to dunya? Who make this niyat? Come, beloved brothers. Allahu Akbar, South Africa, there's no shortage of giving dawat. There is not one single town. If you walk in the morning by the karam of Allah, how many people going to work? Especially our Malawi community. How many Malawi brothers are walking? Wallah, one can become the means of countries coming onto deen. Don't look down upon anybody. Mullah Ilyas was speaking to a man. Somebody said he was mentally handicapped. Mullah Ilyas Rahmatullah said, I'm not speaking to him. Mullah Ilyas said, I'm speaking to the whole world. Who dare, my beloved? Every day, to everyone, everywhere. Allahu Akbar, let dawat come into our system. If I didn't give dawat, let me not rest. Today, if we must Quran tilawat, we feel it. If we must zikrullah, we feel it. We have to feel it. If we must tilawat, any guna we make Allah shukr, we get hurt. But if we don't give dawat, does our heart pain, my beloveds? And dawat is not just dawat like this. Dawat is to say the creation can't do. Allah does. To make the creation nothing and make Allah everything. Make this a point every day. And on that, my beloved, make every man's tashkil cash. Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahib came on his last trip. He said the first tashkil to anybody is 4 months, my beloved brothers. But without dawat, tashkil is zulm. What first to give the man dawat of Allah's greatness, introduce him to the mercy of Allah, the kindness of Allah, remind him of the day of Qiyamah. My beloved, 8 hours a day. And inshallah, who makes niyat? This was the tartib of Mullah. Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, from the three Amirs, the coolest, softest Amir used to say, 4 months a year, 10 days a month, 8 hours a day. Who make niyat for that, inshallah? Wallahi, my beloved brother, if a few of us in each town get ready for this, inshallah, in such a short while, we'll see this effort run like wildfire, my beloved. Affect whose hearts? Allah affect which towns? Beloved brothers, an Arab Jamaat came now recently to Johannesburg. The brother stood at the time of Karguzari, I was there. That brother said something, so much hope. He said, I've been to many countries in the world. But after seeing your country, I don't know, Allah puts in my heart that inshallah your country will be, the whole country will become Muslim. Allah can use this country for the hidayat of all mankind. And you beautiful youth can be the means. Let's make a decision with Allah. Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali was eating with his wife. Maulana Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana Umar Sahib asked him, when last you ate with your wife? The morsel fell from his mouth. He said, looking at the condition of the Ummah, this time to eat with your wife? At 40 something he passed away. The body was brought back from Raiwin. When the body came back, his mother was alive. She kissed him on the forehead and said, inshallah, now my Yusuf will rest. There's no rest for us in this world. There's no rest. If the badini of this world hasn't affected us, what hearts we got? So inshallah, everyone who's here, let's make niyat. At least 3 days every month, let's make niyat, inshallah. Mashallah, each one make niyat. Beloved brothers, wallah, dawat goes, deen goes. Raiwin say kurbani goes, tabligh goes. Tabligh goes, deen goes. Strong Muslims become weak. And how many Muslims fall out of the pale of Islam? And kurbani comes, deen comes. Deen come, weak Muslims become strong. And by the qasam of Allah, the doors will be flung open for kuffar to accept Islam. Each one of us, let's make the decision of Allah. Allah accept us all, inshallah. Anyhow. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin Nabi al-Ummi wa alayhi wa sallim taslima. O Qaid Allah, the condition of our own yaqeen has affected us, Allah. Allah. Ya Allah, what good did we make that we became, Ya Allah, oblivious, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, this good did is deprived us of much of this effort, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive this ummah, Ya Allah. Forgive this ummah, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, now accept us, Ya Allah. Accept us, Ya Allah. Accept our children, Ya Allah. Accept our homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our masjids abad, Ya Allah. Let there be no Muslim who doesn't get this dawah at least once in 15 days, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our fill the air with dawah. Fill our houses with dawah. Let yakin be spoken by every child. In every business. In every home, Ya Allah. In every function, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, like one of our elders said, let there be such an environment that even if a Muslim has the bad habit of drinking with a non-Muslim, even that Muslim must give dawah to that other kafir. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let this dawah become so common, Ya Allah. Let it become our clothes, Ya Allah. Like our elders say, Ya Allah, ye kaam hamara orna bhi chorna ban jaye. Ya Allah, let this work become our clothes, Ya Allah. Let this work become our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't give us such sicknesses that deprive us, Ya Allah. Don't give us such conditions that deprive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children better in this work than us, Ya Allah. Make those beautiful, these beautiful youngsters who have come after us, give them strength and ability to do better than us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let this work rise, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you looked after it, Ya Allah. You make the tarbiyat of it, Ya Allah. You accept everyone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our last days better than be the best, Ya Allah. Let our meeting with you be the best, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us with correct, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are so contaminated, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we need your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us istiqamah on the whole of deen, Ya Allah. Give us merciful hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and if there's any enmity in us, Ya Allah, jealousy in us, pride, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove it from us, Ya Allah. Remove it from us, Ya Allah. Cleanse us, Ya Allah. Give us qalban salima, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us have desire that others must be better than us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us death with ibad, Ya Allah. Give us death in the most beautiful actions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the desire to meet you become stronger in us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we don't know how to ask. We don't know what to ask. Ya Allah, help the Muslim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, who else can we ask? Ya Allah, our money is nothing. Our aid is nothing. Ya Allah, we need your assistance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change the daily condition of the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, who went away from you, bring it back, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, like in the time of Sahaba, you gave the worst enemy and their children hidayat. Ya Allah, in today's time, give the worst enemy also hidayat, Ya Allah. And if there's no hidayat, Ya Allah, destroy them, Ya Allah. Destroy them then, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. 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 Ya Allah, with these eyes, we saw deen dying, Ya Allah. With these eyes, let us see deen coming up, Ya Allah. Let all your commands be established on this earth, Ya Allah. Let the desire of Jannah come in our heart, Ya Allah. Let the nothingness of this earth, or of this dunya come in our heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to ask and what to ask, Ya Allah. Except what our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had asked for, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Do not disappoint us. Put your deen in us, in our children, Ya Allah. in our families, Ya Allah. In our towns, Ya Allah. اللهم إني أسألك خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون.